You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
Galactic Colonet, welcome to the Scum and Villainy Podcast. I'm your host, Richard White, better known as Kelvin Tiberius. I guess I am a good X-Wing player now. That's exciting. Joining me today is Blair Bunky, better known as Scruffy the Ship's Janitor. What's up, Blair? And also joining me today in the flight simulator with the a special voice modification for radio is Dom Cairo, better known as Dom, the ship's navigator. What's up, Dom?
I think it's just the sick bay, but yeah. We're doing it. We're seeing how low we can go.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, normally we jump into the booty section, but you're like live right now.
Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving.
So, Dom, you were telling me this, and I know this is a quick side tangent, but I just want everybody to know Dom is right now playing a Vassal game live during the podcast, and
he just good gamed. He just gave up after the first round of shooting. I rolled all paint on my two bombers attacks into my Kylo Ren attack, and
This ruins my whole thing I was going to do.
No, man, that was it. We fortressed for four turns. I went in, I fired my two bombers. They didn't fire missiles, just primaries. Kylo fired, I rolled all paint. He gave up. Good game. I took quick draw shields down, and that was the end.
So the irony here is that you asked him for a quick game before the podcast, right? And then his first, what does he do right after he agrees to that?
He immediately sets him in a fortress with his pal bases against my Major Reimer, Kylo Ren, and a Scimitar squadron with Tactician.
Does your Reimer have snapshot?
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Snapshot, Tactician, Rebel Captive, Lightweight Frame. I've got this thing in my head. I've got to work it out.
I've been down that alley with Reimer because you know how bad I like Snapshot. And it just never pays off. Like, as much as you try and do it, it just never works. But I believe you can do it. Let's put it that way. If anyone's going to figure it out, it'll be you.
Well, it's a threat. But you know, what got me thinking was bombers with Lightweight Frame and Tactician, five of them. Mm-hmm. Like, I just figured that's got to be good. I'm going to try it. I'm going to make it work.
Bombers with Tactician is good. And you can do
it. And Lightweight Frame. That's 30 hit points with three of defense dice, usually.
Can you fit Intelligence Agent in there anywhere?
No, that's it. That's 5x20.
Oh, that's so sad. Anyways, let's jump into the booty section. I'm going to be long-winded here because I actually went to regionals, guys.
It happened.
Nice.
Yeah, like first regionals I'd been to since 2014 or 15. I think 2015. I went to a regional and I tried to bring a Gray Squadron TLT stress bot with Horton. It was just bad. It was not a great list. And so I hadn't been to a regional though for feels like 2 years for either weddings or funerals or just random family stuff or work, and I just hadn't been able to go to a regional in years. So I got to go to two. It was pretty crazy. I went to Omaha and I went to Tulsa. And at Omaha I went 5-6-2, I think. Overall I was in the top eight, and in Tulsa I made day two, but then I lost. Anyways, I'll get into this is so weird. I'm so not used to actually talking about flying X-Wing anymore, right? I'm always asking people about how to fly X-Wing. I don't even know how to talk about it. Guys, I need help here.
Okay. So
walk
what did
me
you
through
fly?
This. I don't know how this works.
All right, we're gonna go round by round.
I'm not gonna go round by round. I just don't know what to necessarily talk about. I do have some stuff I do want to talk about, but I flew Woodchipper, which is for those of you who don't know, because 2 HLC news with heavy laser cannon, linked battery, the XG1 title and long range scanners, a TLT aggressor with lightweight frame, and then a Doom Canoe, which is what I like to, or what Tyler likes to call, and I just think it's funny, the bomber shuttle that has Vader on it, and then I have a courier droid just in case I can get fancy with the flank or something. So I don't know, I've been flying that for a long time, and I just won the KC fake regional with it. We said that last cast. And I don't know, I hit hard with it, and it's pretty darn good. So that's what I brought.
So generic.
Yeah, man, like, so I really liked the idea of heavy laser cannon news. It's just, they're cheap. They hit really hard with linked batteries, basically like fire control system. And so they hit really hard, and I don't really fly ace as well. It's just a matter of, I don't know how to be properly aggressive with them. I'm either not aggressive enough or I run away and they don't do any damage. So I'm basically, fighting with half of my list, or I'm too aggressive and they die. And I just find it's more useful when I have ships that I don't care if they die or not. So, and it hits stuff really, really hard. I throw like 16 attack dice at something, plus a Vader crit. Like, stuff just in this meta tends to die. There's not a lot other than some, some boosting turrets, which are, honest to goodness, scary to me, and that's some of the best part stuff in the meta. And Kylo Silencer, those are the only things that I really can't lock down with some good asteroid placement, and anything that gets in the way of that dies in a round. There's just so many things you can kill in a round, and it doesn't matter what pilot skill they are. If they're, if they're all in arc, they're going to die, and it's easier said than done to get out of every arc. So,
okay. Yeah. So that was, so that you were kind of flying that a lot. You'd done the KC regional, super comfortable. And then you thought that could take you all the way in these regional tournaments. What happened?
No, I mean, so we went to Omaha first, and honest to goodness, I was mildly confident that I could do well and maybe make the cut in Omaha. I ended up going 5-1 before the cut. I lost to a Tim Dugan's list from TCX Squadron. I think he had Inquisitor, a new with, oh boy, this is going to bug me that I can't remember something from 2 weeks ago, but he had, I think it was a Harpoon new and quick draw, and a really loaded out quick draw. And he managed to bring me through some rocks, and I got separated. And if you can't, concentrate fire with that list and you kind of get picked apart, it's pretty easy to once you lose one ship, and you're already behind in the damage race, you're just going to lose. So it's, and because none of those ships really have a late game, other than maybe than the twin laser turret. So I lost to him. And then the only other game I lost was to the eventual champion, which was Wave Stover. And he had Rey and a Stress Ezra, a Snapshot Stress Ezra, which is A, hard to say, and B, really fun. And a Rex, and he won the whole tournament. And that game was really funny because I thought I was gonna win after round two. After round two, he goes to joust me, and I flank with the twin laser turret. I flank with the bomber. I've got basically my perfect setup. I've got him in a kill box, and I kill Ezra, and I think I killed Rex in one shot and Ezra in three shots. And he doesn't kill one of my gunboats. Now, one of my gunboats has one hit points, but that's fine. I mean, not dying in round one's basically what you're looking for. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to win. You know, like, you kill both of those ships. It's Ray versus my entire list. That's great. And then Ray proceeded to higher PS turret boost. You know, a giant, no matter what you say about Ray, it's still like a Falcon. And it just managed to either keep me in arc and use Finn and C-3PO, or he would get out of arcs and just slowly whittle me down. And it really bugged me because I felt like there wasn't much I could do about that despite my perfect setup situation. And that kind of stuck with me. And I mean, I had a lot of really fun games. I met a lot of cool people. I got dice. I got regional dice. I've never gotten regional dice before because they didn't do that when I won when I won my last regional. So that was really cool, but I like had a really bad taste in my mouth because I wanted to win. And that was
everything went according to plan.
Everything went according to plan. I did exactly what I wanted to do. And then like, I got like that taste for more. And so
did you turn and immediately try to engage Ray, or did you disengage and like regroup and come back?
All right. So with that, I kept the aggressor on Ray for as much as possible. My idea there was at that point, the aggressor had still, I think, 5 hit points left, and I think he killed the aggressor in 2 shots, right? Just because Ray's so beastly. And so my goal, though, was to keep the aggressor on Ray to try and just kind of whittle down hit points, because I hit Ray pretty hard, too. I think I dealt some damage to Ray. And just slow. He just had nothing but good boosts. I mean, here's the thing. With the gunboats, it's hard to continuously have shots when you don't have a K-turn. Even the slam is kind of unwieldy. I mean, it's fine if you... It's decent maneuverability, but it's hard to pin something down or force something down if you're not following it. So if things get behind you, it starts to get a little wonky. And with boost in a turret, it's and decent enough defense, because you got to remember, Rey with C-3PO is pretty darn good defense. So if I'm taking only one shot, I'm not really doing too much damage. And he's firing back with a 4 dice a shot with, you know, rerolls and all this other stuff. And so it's hard to... It was hard to nail him down. And even still, I mean, I think I had... At the end of the game, I had win opportunities. But my thought process was, I wish... Because I even had win conditions. Because I think I had Ray down to half. And I still had maybe 2 or 3 ships on the board. And if I would have kept him, if I would have got him down to half and kept those ships, I would have won on points then. But I think for whatever, I'm trying to remember this game, but for whatever reason, I couldn't keep my own ships alive due to Ray's really good offense, and I couldn't damage him fast enough to actually kill him. And so my thought process was, there was a time period in the game that I was most likely to win, and that was towards the middle game, and I wish I would have had more time there. So, I mean, that's kind of what I thought. I went up with 2 patrons, by the way. I went up with Matt Newt and Mike Winnick. I actually did like 2 weekends of X-Wings with these guys, and they're both in the RPG, and we had a ton of fun. Matt actually is my playing partner, and he's flying a list I think I may have mentioned before, that is Ezra, Jess, Finn, and Lowrick, and it's just an out jousting machine. And he also made it in the top 8. So he and I are both like super excited going into Tulsa, thinking like, honest to goodness, we actually have chances. We've got to win this. So that was an ominous foreshadowing, I'll put it that way. But I mean, anyways, Tulsa was fun. I got drunk and played with the Sparta guys, and they were great. So anyways, then I went to Tulsa, and then Tulsa got a little weird.
Yeah, how so? Go on.
All right. So, in the meantime, Matt and I had decided that, like, we needed to, A, learn how to fortress, because there are situations versus turrets that it's just the honestly the right thing to do if you want to win, right? If you actually want to win the tournament, there are certain situations that it's bad to play. Yeah.
I see. Things got dark here.
Yeah,
You found a cave, let's say.
Yeah.
Metaphorically.
I went into the dark cave, and instead of going, this is bad, I'm like, I need to look at this, right?
Yeah.
Because I do think that, like, say, versus that Raylist, right? He was going to try and joust me anyways. So I was going to, I wouldn't have fortressed for the entire game, but what I would have done is force him to come into me, and then his turns, I get to get behind him no matter what, right? So if, like, versus a turret that has 100% efficiency in every single direction and is a better arc dodger than most of the arc dodgers I'm going to try and shoot down, like, every little bit counts versus that list, or because I'm so heavily unfavored. Not heavily, but certainly unfavored. And so I wanted to learn how to do one of those. And I did. I actually... This is so funny. I hit up Chris Allen, and I asked him. I said, "Chris, I need a fortress for this," and he gave me this really cool fortress where you can even each gunboat moves one forward, can take the target lock that you want, and then the next round runs into the fortress of the aggressor and the bomber. So you even, like, the one downside of my woodchipper list is if you fortress up, you're not going to get the target lock, the long range scanner target lock. So I went to the dark side, I hit them up, and, like, at this point I also called into work, right? So I thought I really needed to win, you know, because to make it worth it, right? So I go in day one. I actually beat a Lorik Ray with the fortress, right? So he comes in. I didn't even fortress up. I stayed there for two turns, then I pulled out and started to engage him when I thought it was going to be around time for the pass, right? And that ended up working okay. It was a really close game, but I feel like my position helped me. Where I started our engagement really helped me win that game. So I felt pretty good. I felt pretty smart with that. Then I play Ryan Krause, who's from Kansas City. And all of the Kansas City guys have been playing each other. We've been knocking each other out the entire tournament. And so he knocks me out on points. And... He, on the last two rounds, he basically, instead of engaging, he kind of ran away to save his points, because we both counted. We're like, all right, well, we've got 20 minutes left, and he and I are buddies. Like, we're like, let's see who's up on points to figure out what we need to do. And he was up on points, and so he ran. I'm like, okay, well, that sucks, but that's what I would have done. And that's kind of what we more or less implicitly said when we decided to count points at 20 minutes. And so he beat me on points, and so it's 3-1. And so the Tulsa Regional's weird, and I'm not going to get too much into the format or why they were even able to do this format, but the Tulsa Regional, like the Tulsa Game Store, that's the Team Covenant Game Store, and they can really only realistically hold, I'm going to ballpark about maybe 20 tables of X-Wing for their room. It's like, I was expecting it to be a little bit bigger, but I guess they've got all their product in the back or something. Doesn't matter. But so they can only hold about 20 tables. And so what they did was they did a day one and a day two. And if you were undefeated or 3-1, you made it to the second Swiss cut. And then they were going to cut to a top eight. So it was really kind of weird. It was a really sort of weird tournament. You were a judge. Is that like kosher? I never actually got to ask anybody officially on that, but what's your take on that?
Well, you're asking, I don't have the tournament fact in front of me, but I can't remember if it's, let me look it up, but I can't, remember if I believe if I remember correctly, it's up to the discretion of the TO, mm-hmm. even if it's an official tournament, which a regional is not. A regional is a formal tournament, I think. But let me look it up real quick. For me, if I was a judge, I just like to stick to what is recommended, what everyone is familiar with, because I don't want to rock the boat.
They want to have more than a 30-player tournament, you know, or maybe 40-player or whatever. So they want to be able to do 70 some odd people, so they do multiple days. That's clearly why they did it, right?
Well, that totally makes sense then to me.
Mm-hmm. So the last round, I'm 2-1. I've got to go 3-1 to make it to day two, and I am paired up against my buddy Matt. My buddy Matt, who he and I have played his Rebel Jouster, his Fairship Rebel list, versus my Wood Chipper, and we've played it, I don't know, 3-4 times, and he's won every single game, right? Every single one. Now, there have been some that have been close, but every single one of those games have been pretty decisive victories for him. And so if they were close, it was more due to he has an issue with not engaging all of his ships on me at this when I engage all of my ships on him, right? So I just have been ranging better than he has. But his list is built like with Lorik and Ezra and Jess and Rex to just prevent your list from doing damage and be very defensive. And he outjousts me weirdly. So going in, I'm thinking to myself that I am going to lose the game, but that's okay because Matt's going to win. He's a buddy of mine. And I was going to have a good time. I ordered probably 2 drinks during the game, and I was probably getting a little tipsy there. But we're playing, and it goes out in a pretty typical fashion. I kill Rex, he kills, either the shuttle or one of my bombers. Gunboats. Let me be fair. I don't actually remember too much of this game. We kill each other, but I end up, doing the calculation, and I'm pretty sure I got Jess and Rex, and he had killed a gunboat and the bomber, and I ended up counting up the points and realizing that I was up on points, and I looked at the clock and there were 7 minutes left. And here's something I'm gonna be honest with you: I realized that there were 7 minutes left, and I had to. And I think that one of my ships had 3 health left, and if I could just go 2 turns, I would probably win the game. And so I'm not gonna lie to you. I started taking longer with my dials. I started doing all that stuff. I totally slow played him, and I feel terrible about it. That being said, I also, like, I don't know, I probably put that the wrong way. I took as long as I thought would reasonably be possible to take my turns without being straight up called for slow playing. And I ended up doing 2 turns and winning. And it was weird. I don't even know what to say after that, other than like, part of me thinks that actually happens all the time in games. I see it happen all the time in games. I've seen it happen done to me. But still, like, part of me like realized like how far I've come to wanting to win games, that like I was willing to do that now. Like I said, I feel like we did effectively the same thing with Kraus the time before, but that was a weird game. And Matt was initially upset that he lost, and he was initially upset that I took a while. Literally like 5 minutes later, we were joking about it. So, but still, like, I saw that and I'm like, man, it felt weird, guys. Like, that's kind of where I'm at. I don't know where how to seek this, it felt weird. At some point, I feel like I started playing a little dirty, and I can see it all happen. And I don't, honest to God, I don't know if it was over the line or not. But that's where I am, and I don't know what to say.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're coming clean over here. I think you know mm-hmm. you know where it was on the line there. But how many turns did you get in? Do you remember? I know you were two beers deep at that point.
No, it was two. It was 7 minutes. I got two turns in.
No, no, but the whole game.
Oh, whole game? Oh, boy. Let me think about it. I'm going to say somewhere between 7 and 9.
Okay, that's a little low. That's a little low, I'd say.
I don't know.
In terms of total turns. I mean, you're both four ships, but that's like two TIE swarms sort of time frame.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you that for 100% sure, but I feel like normally those games are a little bit faster. Anyways.
Yeah, I mean, I think one thing, it's really hard if you're taking part in a game like that. I'm really on either side. Or if you have kind of a vested interest in it, it's really hard to remain objective about it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times you see people walking away from a game on the other end, especially saying, oh, you know, he took a long time, or like, because you're really eager, you're really urgent, your dial's going down immediately. You know, you're like, I'm just going to try and get as much time as I can. And it seems much longer. Now, to come to the other side, so whenever I'm in like a situation like that, I always try and count up the turns. And say, did we get like 12, 15? I had one time a game where a guy was unhappy with how fast I was playing at the end. And I counted up the turns, and there were 19 turns that we played in the game.
That's like, pretty good.
That's a full on game. And yeah, I felt like I took as long as I did for each turn. You know, like it's not like I got longer. I felt like it was pretty much even, I felt like it was pretty much even.
So the weird thing is I'm already a naturally slow player. I always think about your moves, then my moves, then your moves, then my moves again. And so I don't know. So the thing is it's not even necessarily the game itself. Sometimes it's the last 20 minutes of the game, and that's really where that's important, right? If it doesn't matter if you're up on points with 50 minutes left. It does matter if you're up on points with 10 minutes left. You know, like your decisions start to change.
Right. I mean, one thing you could say is, okay, you know that your game against Ray plus two or Ray plus one, you typically get ahead in the mid game, but then you lose in the end game.
Yep.
Well, if you spent 10 turns sort of screwing around in your deployment zone, you could shrink the game just to the mid game, right? Yep.
Yeah,
that could be a strategy you would do. And you wouldn't be playing slowly. You would just be not engaging, right?
Yeah, like that's sort of like same thing as fortressing. I mean, what's the difference? I mean, if you're trying to get... Okay, there is differences. But like this is the sort of thing that I keep thinking about when I'm thinking about what I'm going to try and fly later. And it's my options are try and do outrageously dirty stuff to even try and win with arc ships. Or fly something with the turret and just, I guess, play. I don't necessarily know the answers there because I haven't found a jouster that I necessarily like yet. Even with Woodchipper, even though Woodchipper's done extraordinarily well for me. And like grand total, I ended up losing. Here's the kicker of this whole thing is I faced Ghost Finn the very next game, right, in the play-in. And I think, okay, I've got my fortress. I'm just going to set that up. And then I set that up, and with the exception of the bomber that I set off aside for courier, I don't know why I needed to set it off aside other than I have courier and I should use it, which was the dumbest thing I did. Because he sets up across from me, and I think to myself, okay, he's going to try and joust me. He's going to run in. He's a ghost. He can move quickly. And Finn has that boost, so he can also move quickly. He can get at me in... two turns, and I don't know if I feel comfortable with that setup, so maybe I should come in and flank with the bomber. And he didn't even joust me, he just turned, hit the bomber with 5 damage, and I had to start the game with 5 damage on the bomber and subsequently lost. I think I may have had a victory condition on him late, but it wasn't a serious one. And so that even sucks more because A, I just completely crapped the bed in the next game. I had a complete plan and I ignored it and just lost like an idiot. And that was a good list for Matt to play against. because he's really good versus Ghost Fins, and he didn't get a chance to play it. So that kind of, like, twisted the knife of my, like, guilt. In the end, like, here's the thing. He and I have talked about it, and I don't think that I did anything that he's, like, I don't think he would have called out someone for doing what I did if it wasn't me, right? But since he knew me, he's like, look, I know you probably play a little faster than that, so I think you were playing slow. And I told him, I was like, man, you're not wrong. I mean, I had 7 minutes left. So he and I had a talk about it, like, because he's still, like, still a buddy of mine. But so, like I said, I don't know if I did anything that was outside of what you'd call somebody out for, but it just felt weird to do in the first place. I'm like, that's what I feel like I have to do if I'm going to win with Jousters, or with the Woodchipper at least. I mean, I don't know. Weird, guys. Like, let me just say that I'm not necessarily sad that Regional Seasons is over for me, even though I had a blast and I won. It just left a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah, it sounded like you put a lot of pressure on yourself going into that. One, maybe because you traveled, to get there, or traveled as far as you did to get there. And it was the last one that you were planning on going to. And, you felt like you had a good chance, right? Like, all those things kind of, I think that's what starts to tip people over to kind of consider bending the rules or getting into the gray area or whatever, you felt like you did there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, my solution would be next regional, just don't fly Woodchipper. Fly something totally, like, just totally fun. Just,
but the you think he still has a chance. The problem is that it is, that's what I was doing. Dude, I was flying A-Wings. That I didn't have a reasonable chance.
Yeah, but if you're fortressing your list, how much fun is that?
Yeah, but okay, I agree with that. But how much fun is Ghost Finn or any of these, like, ridiculously dirty turrets that can roll, can attack four times in a round and has reroll focus every single shot? I mean, how much fun is that, period? I mean, I don't necessarily think it is. I don't even think it's really necessarily X-Wing anymore. I don't think this is, and I don't think that's even a crazy statement.
What do you think, Blair?
But, Wait. Oh, God.
Oh, but, Tyler, I just...
Real quick,
I just
are we recording iFree Skype, or are we doing,
an Audacity for your own, but I do have a group one going.
Cool. I'm started.
All right, so to quickly... Also joining us today is Tyler Tippett, better known as Starslinger72, the ship's cook. Tyler, I'm going through my Tulsa regional, where I went and played Newt, and he after the game is like
played the piss out of him.
Well, yeah, okay, so not necessarily.
So I think the big reason you feel bad, Ricky, is because it was a friend of yours, and I've been fortunate in that I've never had to play. To the best of my recollection, I've never had to play like a real close friend in a play-in game or in the cut of a big tournament.
Okay. And, good way to qualify that, Blair. I was going to say, you wound me.
What? We never played.
We played on Vassal like 3 or 4 times.
We're talking like a regional or something.
This was the epic tournament that mattered. It mattered, I promise.
That was like round 2. That didn't matter.
Of 3. It was the play-in round.
But I think, I'm not going to name names, but I've heard a lot of hearsay about top-level players playing fast, playing sloppy. So, you basically, and I'm not saying you played fast or played sloppy, Ricky, but that's basically the decision you have to make. Is it, and there's all, it's also black and white. Like, I don't think there's win at all cost players and then fly casual players. I think there's, what's the word I'm looking for?
There's Radiant? A distribution of people.
There's a distribution spectrum. Of people.
Yeah.
There's a spectrum. Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Dom.
Gosh dang it.
That was and Ricky. That's basically that a decision. Me,
but that's fine.
Oh, sorry. you talked over each other.
I'm okay with Dom getting credit. Okay. This sounds so good.
Yeah. That's basically the decision you have to make. And I think as you get higher and higher into the tournament scene and deeper, you kind of start to figure out that that's what it's all about. And that's why I've never really bought into the whole fly casual thing. Like, fly casual, like, you're just, like, if I sit down at the table and you've got triple or quad Wookiees, or you've got Ghost Fen, or you've got Nimranda, any hope of this being a casual game is completely out the door at that point.
Yeah.
So you're not here to have a casual game.
Okay.
You're here to win. As soon as you set that down, this is not going to be a casual game. I'm not going to enjoy playing against your list. So I'm sorry, this is not going to be casual.
So, okay. Like, one of the big things that, like, Fly Casual got co-opted by the wrong side, basically. Yeah. Like, Fly Casual was a movement early on in the game that was 100% based around let's keep this community inclusive, wholesome, and, like, a fun experience to play. Like, you can bring a hyper-competitive list, but I want to enjoy playing you. Like, don't be that crappy person. And the big reason for that is we had a lot of people that came from bad experiences in things like 40K or other miniatures games that had those kinds of players. It had nothing to do with list building. It wasn't like, oh, you're flying a TIE swarm, fly casual, bro. Like, I just want to play with my hawks or something like that. Like, that was never the idea. It was when you're done with a game at a casual night or at a tournament, like, if you're in the championship of Gen Con and you're finished with that game, would your opponent want to play you again? Like, would they sit down and play a game with you?
Yeah,
like,
that's always how I interpreted it, too.
That was the idea behind it.
And for the record, I guarantee you, like, I'm generally a very fun person to play against.
Yeah, you get drunk and you tell stories. It might be an effective means to slow play someone, but you get drunk and you tell stories. It's great.
Yeah, I did story time with Kelvin at Omaha. That was not necessarily on purpose, but it was also not necessarily not on purpose. You know, like, I'm going to tell you a story while we're talking about this stuff.
Yeah,
So I was saying, I think Fly Casual, though, was easier when all the squads were more balanced. When you couldn't take something, like, extreme on the power scale. Because in the beginning, that's one of the things that really attracted me to X-Wing, was that there was no list you would bring where someone would give you the side eye. Mm-hmm. Someone's like, oh, they're just trying to win, or they're winning at all costs. They don't care about what their opponent experience that they had due to their list. In other games I played, that was absolutely true.
Yeah.
That you brought a certain kind of list, you were being that guy. And I feel like X-Wing now has gotten to that point, unfortunately.
It's you could kind of make the argument that it's been there before, too. Because, I mean, there was, like, during the Fat Han meta, like, you would just look at people and be like, oh, okay. Like, you're doing that again, right?
Yeah, I mean, that was probably the start of the turn into that region. But, you know, it just has gone progressively more and worse and worse and worse until now. You know, you really have a big delineation between, at most you were hurting yourself by 10%, 5%, 15% win chance or something by taking whatever you wanted, right? You couldn't go too wrong. But now it's like it's a real.
Yeah. You had to actively try to make a bad list in wave 3, right? Yeah. Like, you had to take bad upgrades.
I don't think that that's true. You could have bad lists in wave 3. I mean, weren't Hawks in wave 3?
They were, but, like, that's what I mean. You had to actively try. Like, you had to take three Hawks with
Dark in wave 3, or was he in wave 1?
Yeah. Poor ship. He's not bad.
Yes,
he's okay.
He is.
TIE fighter.
At the time,
yes,
they weren't that bad.
Yes,
like,
he is.
Two Hawks. There were some lists with two Hawks and, like, two other ships that were pretty good.
Yeah, it was, I mean, it was four ship rubber, right? Like,
dude, Lyle made the cut at Worlds with a Hawk.
Yes, he did.
That was the Spanish Nationals.
Yes,
it
was. That was Kyle. The Nationals.
Oh yeah, that was a really good list. Yeah.
I loved Duha. I flew Soontar. I loved that list. It was great.
All right, so. So, I think you're right. It does take a little bit. Oh, go ahead, sorry, Tyler.
Let's wrap back to what Blair was saying. Like, I know what you mean by the whole, like, now people are like, fuck casual, bro, which is they in turn have decided to mean like, oh, I missed triggers or I did something like sloppy or whatnot. And you're like, hey, you should have hit that asteroid. Oh, no, like, I just moved the template slightly. Fly casual, bro. It's like an excuse to be sloppy.
Well, here's another viewpoint of that, Tyler, and I brought this up to you a while back, but there was about a year ago, Ron Brandon posted a poll on the Nova Squadron Facebook page, and he very specifically wrote it out. He said, if your opponent is flying a swarm, and you're, say, three turns in, and the swarm has gotten a little bit janked up, and you're on complete opposite sides of the map, like, there's no, like, they're going to run into a rock or anything like that, would you allow them to nudge one of them 1 or 2 millimeters in any direction so that it's kind of back to where it was? Yeah. It was overwhelmingly no, the response. A player saying, no, I would not allow my opponent to do that. I remember one guy said, like, you should learn how to fly a swarm. Like,
so
like, as much experience flying a swarm as anyone. You take three turns. That thing's getting janked up.
Yeah,
like,
something's out of it. Like, I mean, so the perfect example of that, like, and I've let people do it before, but I mean, it was top 8 at Chicago Regional 2016. I was playing Lyle on stream, and like, I got my swarm to his side of the table, and then when I turned, they were super out of alignment, and I was like, this is dumb. And he had, like, I was reaching over the table to do it, and he's like, dang it, Tyler, here, fine, I'm fixing this. Like, get them back into, like, aligned formation. I'm like, okay, thank you.
Yeah, I think one thing, I do that all the time, because I appreciate swarms, right? So I feel like it's not fair when you've got so many, it's so easy to bump stuff in X-Wing and get stuff out of alignment.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, like,
and that's not even bringing into the fact, like, there's advantage templates out there now where you actually have wiggle room. Like, holy crap.
Oh yeah. So do you guys think that you have to be I shouldn't say this. Like, I think that I found that for certain lists to win, you have to be as cutthroat as possible for it. And I don't necessarily know if I like that or not. Whatever. It doesn't matter. It's just something I found.
Sure. No, so, I mean, that's true.
Let's move on, because this topic's getting burnt down to the ground. But I will say, go ahead.
I was like, just to throw this out there, and I assume you guys covered this earlier or not, I don't know. The overwhelming majority of tournament games that I have played have been in that, like, fly casual mentality where people are like, oh, hey, you know, I forgot this trigger. I'm like, no, like, take your FCS. There's no reason you would never not take your FCS there. We just missed it because we were moving. No big deal. Hey, do you care if I flip, like, if I move all of my PS4s real quick and then put the focuses down? No. There are people out there that don't want to play that way, and they absolutely have the right to do that. And that's fine. Like, it's a perfect example is Jeremy Howard plays super clean. Like, he wants to play the game exactly as rules as written. Like, if you move something out of order, he's going to say, like, no, that's a missed opportunity. But he also holds himself to that standard. As long as you hold yourself to that same standard that you want everybody else to play with, awesome. Like, go play, go have fun. Like, go play the game how it is. There's nothing that makes me more angry where it's like, I've let someone have 2 missed triggers and then I miss something. Like, oh, well, you know, we've moved past that. You can't have that now. Like, that's the most infuriating thing in the game ever.
Yeah, I agree.
So don't be that guy.
All right. So I guess if you were interested, Wood Chipper's good. At this point, I've decided it's good. It's good enough to make cuts. I think that with a lucky draw could win a regional level tournament. I don't think it's likely to win a regional level tournament, but I think you can make the cut with it just about every single time. So if you're looking to fly a list, it's pretty good. Let's move on. Regional season, more or less over. There are a couple of tournaments left. I think you've got Hoth coming up, right, Tyler?
Yeah. Dom, are you making it out?
Negative.
Ugh, you're killing me, man.
Yeah. Dom, I totally
feel I'm now
for
extra
you.
Sad.
I totally know you do. I can see all the baby stuff in your background there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Yeah, same. Lots of
yeah. Those are your it's tough. It's tough to walk. It's like tough to say, hey, I'm gonna go spend the weekend playing with spaceships. You take care of the kids.
I did two weeks in a row, man. Like, I cannot believe I'm alive. So
that just means you have a healthy marriage and like you guys understand what you guys want to do. Like, that's
my wife
totally
is pretty awesome. All right, so regional season's basically over. So thank God for that, by the way, because I'm so ready to go back to enjoying playing X-Wing again. Even though, like I said, the list I was running was super fun, but I've been flying the same thing for 3 months to try and get the reps I need with it. And I'm ready to try new stuff. So what are we playing for the next couple? What is it? Worlds is what, in 2 months? So we've got a little bit of downtime. What are we playing in the meantime? I think this is an excellent transition to Blair, because we started the S&V Open now, didn't we?
I thought we were playing Axis and Allies. Isn't that what we're doing next?
I am absolutely willing to play Axis and Allies. Is this just going to be us, or are we going to do like teams? I want to be on your team.
I mean, I think it's the three of us versus like.
It's a challenge with crates.
Yeah, like Chris. Chris has to be Japan. It's fine. He's a super weeb, and then he just picks one person to be Russia and or not Russia, Germany, and we take the Allies. Let's go.
I'm in. But we do have the Scum and Villainy Open that we're doing for our birthday. And I'm super excited with that. Have you guys all played your games?
Yes. Yeah. I think we all won, didn't we?
I won.
Everyone but me.
Sad Dibbler.
I ran Horton, guys. I had the unkillable Horton Psalm. It was awesome.
I saw you actually ran Horton. He weaved through a bunch of A-Wings.
Yeah, it was freaking amazing. Dude, Horton with engine. I just like... I know how to fly against A-Wings, though, right? I know what they're going to do. They're going to try and swarm you and get on you and tackle you, so you just got to think with engine. Anyways, I actually had Proton. Yeah, you have to think with engine because your higher pilots go in there. And I had Proton. I didn't even fire it. I just leaned on heavy twin laser turret because I hear that's good.
You leaned on this really good card. Hey.
Yeah. So, I flew Stash and Dash. Tyler, what'd you fly?
I flew Crack Swarm. On Crack Swarm, it was great. Like, I didn't think he would pick the Crack Swarm. Like, I was like, I don't believe you. You're not going to do it. And he did. He dropped Sable Griffin's Last Winter's Night. So, like, Omega Leader with four blacks with Crack and Wampa. And I had my three Crack Blacks, two Omega Squadron TIE FOs with Crack, and then Howl Runner with Crack. And the Howl Runner rerolls basically turned it.
How did that feel to fly again?
Oh, so much fun. Like, so Vassal still sucks for me, and I need to, like, get a new computer, but graphics cards are crazy expensive right now, so I'm just holding off. Mm-hmm. But the actual, just, like, having a swarm on swarm and having those decisions of where to put all of these arc ships and how to bump and whatnot, because I had initiative, so it's like, where do I move what, and the formation that I used to engage was just, it was a lot of fun. I was like, oh, yeah, I remember liking this game. Look at that.
I can't believe people ever disliked Swarm on Swarm. I always thought that those were the most interesting games because of the stuff you would get out of those. Like, even not having initiative with Swarms isn't bad because you can, like, hop.
It's in the Crack Swarm version is really bad. Because you're going to lose Howl Runner before your guys get their rerolls with her. Mm-hmm. So, but outside of that, yes. Normally speaking.
Yeah, well, I mean, your opponent didn't have Howl Runner, right?
Correct. But, like, I needed to have an initiative because his blacks could have killed my Howl Runner before my blacks shoot, and she would have been off the table, even though they're simul-fire.
Because she'd already fired. Yep. But in general, though, like, from a positional standpoint, you can do stuff as the... swarm player without initiative
absolutely,
you know, like barrel, like, you know, knowledge barrel rolls or jumping from like the blocker's previous position because you know that spot's going to be free. I actually think that those games are fascinating. Dom, what'd you fly?
I flew my bots. I flew BNC bots with Predator and HLCs and advanced sensors. I should really start with advanced sensors. That's what makes that list endlessly fun to me is Advanced Sensor Bots. Yep. Advanced Sensors anything is pretty fun, but bots have a special place.
Yeah, it's fun to play like without consequences, right?
Have a boost plus three sloop seems good.
Oh yeah, no, it's so good. It's so good. Yeah, so I it's gonna be hard to get me off that, but spoiler.
Where'd you end up running?
I flew my 5-ship Rebel and flew it into one of the Vladimirs. That is, there's like three in this. But
it's the Russian bots. They're infiltrating everything.
Yeah, he played well. It's a good game. It was really frustrating because it was Rebel regen, and you guys know Rebel. You got to get.
Oh, that whip 7.5 Rebel regen sucks, dude.
Yeah. Well, you got to get the right dice at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my dice on the whole were average, but it was like every time I had a chance to get the kill, they just completely flubbed. Like, I had a range one shot with a target lock on, like, a 2 health. I can't remember. He had Poe and one other 270.
It's, Red Ace.
No, it wasn't Red Ace. It was, I can't remember who it was.
It wasn't anyway. Comp Relay Red Ace.
It wasn't Red Ace. It was Poe, Jess, and something else. And might have been Elo. Yeah, can't remember. But anyway, and then Poe ranged. He was at like 3 life, and Poe was just a focus. Plot armored him and killed him at range 3. So that sucked. Cause he would have a range 1 shot with a target lock on like a 2 health Elo. But anyway, it was still fun to fly that list again. So if I can win the next two, that chance. So
round 2's up, and guys, I'm matched up against Lyle. I've got to take Lyle out. I got to take him out. I'm tired of X-Wing Dad disrespecting me. He's got to go down.
I mean, that's fair.
All right.
Do you need me to just sub in and fly for you? Like, I think I'm 100% against Lyle.
Hey, I've beaten Lyle before. It might have been 4 years. It's fine. all right, so he's got his B-Wings with fire control system and Jess Pava with the stress bot.
So three B's and Jess?
Or his Imperial A-holes, and I've got Stash and Dash or my Doom Canoe.
It's Crackswarm into both, without question.
I'm Crackswarm, right? That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. This is going to be good, I promise. Granted, he might have learned from the last time he played my Crackswarm with A-holes. If he engages with the shuttle, it's going to be bad. If he doesn't, you win.
He's got so much more time with his list than I do with... I mean, I guess, to be fair, like, it's a swarm. Like, I got it generally, but he's got a lot of time with that list. And there's a lot of stuff that I don't know if I can necessarily... I guess I could hurt any of that with Crack.
Oh, yeah. No. Like, I mean, with Jax Crack. Doesn't want to get... Yeah, you have Crack to get through Jax's... Because he's just auto thrusters. He's not extra...
Jax
like,
and Jax doesn't like the Doom Canoe either.
Yes, yeah, he really doesn't like that. He
super doesn't like that. All right. Yeah, I think I might be able to get him. Anyways, I have to beat him because I feel a need inside me to just break him. So hopefully we win. We're actually gonna stream it. We're gonna stream it and we're gonna shit talk and we're gonna put it on Twitch, and you guys are gonna hear this and think about where you go to watch it, and it'll be, you know, probably last week. But anyways, we're gonna put it on Facebook and try and let people know and jump in and watch us shit talk while we fly against each other. It'll be pretty
You guys going to do it? Like, are you going to Skype? So you're voice chatting?
Oh, yeah. 100%. 100%. Like, we're going to with each other. It's going to be great. We're going to have a good time. We're going to get drunk. It'll be hilarious. Anyway, so that'll be a good time. Are you guys playing anything else in your downtime that to clear your X-Wing head? I want to do, I want to mention this. Because the three of you are here, and all we're missing is Lyle. You know what I'm going to say. When are we going to do Hodak again?
Right. I mean, Ricky, it's been a year and a half.
All right, okay, look. It doesn't sit well with me that the people of the Turi Cluster are not saved. They're not saved.
It's true.
Right? They are currently in distress, and we have let them down. And that is a fact.
Let's schedule a time right now and we'll hold ourselves to it.
I'm ready.
Tyler?
I don't have a good time because I've got to get ready for Hoth, so I have to get my Aces game in before, or my Vassal game in before that, which is sad. Normally I'd be like, oh, Saturday night, but that's St. Patty's Day, and I'm not going
to
be functional.
We might have to finish the tournament, the tournament first, Ricky.
Yeah. And then...
All right.
I think that's a good idea.
All right, then fine. We're doing it after the tournament. Can we agree to that?
Yeah, fair.
Yes. Yeah. So Hodak, and I am actually excited for Hodak because it was super fun. And if you have not done it before, for the love of God, if you like X-Wing, go play Hodak with your friends. It's too much fun.
Yeah, it's good. I'm playing Guild Ball right now. It's a lot of fun. So I'm getting back with my locals and playing.
You've been trying to suck me into that. Tell me, okay. So
everyone's
all right,
playing.
All right,
but...
give me your elevator pitch for Guild
Ball. The tournament scene is going to be roughly the same as X-Wing is, where it's very hardcore. Like you're in there. It's cooler because you draft. So you play with a lineup of 6 players, but you bring 10 players. And so you sit there and draft back and forth so you can see what your opponent is doing. Mm-hmm. Right. So you're not going to get stuck in this game where it's like, oh, well, I brought something that loses to Ghost Fen and I had to play 7 Ghost Fens in a row. Right. Mm-hmm. So that's a positive. And you can generally all of the different guilds, while they have a strength, they don't have a, they can play at a passable level in the other play styles. Right. So it's not like just because you're going to play fisherman, you have to play football every time. But the elevator pitch is the models are really cool. It's really fun mechanics of a game, how it goes. So you're basically playing fantasy soccer, and it's the reason it's Guild Ball is it's all the fantasy guilds. So, or like medieval guild groups that are putting forward the teams that play this soccer game that everyone comes to watch. Right. Mm-hmm. So you have the brewers, you have the masons, you have the fishermen, you have the farmers, that kind of thing. Right. And all the teams are very thematic to what their profession is. So my team is the Brewers. All of my guys do things that where they're drinking on the field as they're playing and getting better because they're getting drunk. So like I have a character that literally brings a 6-pack with him and he gets to use the beers in his 6-pack as like extra actions until he runs out.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. So it's a lot of fun. And, but it's also cool because you're not just playing soccer. You're also fighting. So a very viable strategy is to just knock out all the people on the other team. Because you get points every time you knock someone out. Which is cool. And your team consists of like a captain, 4 like grunts or like players, and then your mascot. So you literally bring a mascot on the field as well, which is also fun. So like I bring this cat that everyone hates. Or people bring like a little river otter. That's just like a cute little river otter. So like if you hit it, you take negative penalties because you hit a cute creature. So
you're it's a lot saying of fun. Guild Ball. Blair, yeah. What are you playing?
I've been playing Hearts of Iron 4 and I keep trying to get Dom to fire up a multiplayer game with anybody who won't do it.
I'm intrigued. I've been playing Europa Universalis and I'm trying to conquer the world. And it's a grind.
I've been mostly doing. I've been playing in 3 RPGs, which is way too many for a father of a infant, but somehow getting away with it.
It's not true. They just lay there for six months. Come on, now, Ricky.
Nah, she's super cute. She's adorable. So that's pretty good. Tyler, you're missing the RPG.
I told you Sunday nights are bad.
Man. I don't know why you're doing
that. I literally am traveling every weekend.
You gotta not travel.
I agree. But sometimes it's not really an option.
So there's that. So guys, let's see here.
We're playing this weekend, right? Or not this weekend, but next weekend? Or this weekend?
Yeah, it's... I think... I gotta find out, because I work on Saturday, so it makes it harder to play this weekend. But we'll see what I can work on. Anyways, so... Also, I have figured this out. We are taking over OCX on the 30th, on one of their live casts on Friday the 30th. And because I've looked, and we're pushing it back so Tyler's can make it after Hoth. Yeah. And we're gonna raid them and get drunk. And so if you want to watch us raid somebody else's podcast and celebrate our birthday, we'll do that. Anyways, I don't know what else to cover right now. This is excellent content we're providing, but I don't know what else you guys want to talk about.
Oh, I have something I want to talk about.
Sure.
That kind of goes into the regional format and whatnot. So this is kind of like, do we want to do this now?
I forgot to, go ahead.
Okay. So this is kind of a public service announcement to players to what is expected of you when you go to a tournament and what like your rights as a player are, as weird and awkward as that sounds. If you were going to a tournament and you were playing, and so we'll back up. There was a post that went out probably last week at some point on Nova and a couple of the other Facebook groups where someone was polling asking if, what would you do if someone didn't want to play like one of their games in the cut? And, you know, like what should happen in that regard? And there was a lot of, go back and forth between different people and different groups. And are you beholden to the store to play your cut games? And if they want to stream it, because they've set up the time and they've done all this, all that kind of stuff. And should they pressure you into making it? Or as TOs, can they force you to play these games?
Yeah, like, and there was some stuff that happened. Like, you can always concede.
We'll get there. And then there was some stuff that happened at, we don't need to get into who it happened to or where it happened at. Like, people that were involved in the situation will know what I'm talking about, but that doesn't actually matter. If you were ever at an event and you don't want to play a game, you are not required to play that game. No one can force you to play that game, and they can't penalize you for not playing that game in any way, outside of giving you a game loss, obviously, right?
Yeah.
If you have for whatever reason, you could not want to play a game because you want to start a long drive home. That's an absolutely valid reason, or something comes up, so like, oh, hey, I need to leave.
Or literally whatever reason you want.
Yeah, it is whatever, like 100% it is whatever reason you want. Something to understand about that is especially players in a cut. So we cut to top 16, I show up, we're ready to play. I have earned that spot in the top 16. If you are number 17 or 18 or 19 or whatnot, and you're hoping people in the top 16 drop, they have the choice to not take any of the prizes and to let you come up and play. Like, that is a thing that they can do. They are not required to do that in any way, shape, or form. They 100% earned those prizes. They can go take those prizes and walk in and go, I am done. I concede my first match. Here are my prizes. I am leaving now.
Yeah.
And their opponent gets a win. That is absolutely a thing that can happen. It has happened tons of times at major events with all of the
championship rounds, actually, all the time, right? Like,
absolutely.
About, like, I've already qualified, so you get the... Sure. You get the regional win to get a buy at Worlds, right? Because
Or you get to go to Worlds, right?
Yeah. Like, yeah,
hey,
exactly.
That's not collusion. When TOs are trying to tell you that, oh, we're going to disqualify you for this being collusion and whatnot, that is not what that means. Collusion, as far as FFG is concerned in a game, is manipulating your MOV and agreeing to do so ahead of time. So what is not collusion is going, Ricky, I can't go to Coruscant, and we're playing in the top round of a hyperspace qualifier. We're both 5-0. The winner of our game goes to Coruscant. I can go, Ricky, I am going to concede to you because I can't go to that event. You can. Great. There is nothing that requires us to play. That doesn't matter in the slightest. What is not allowed is we are in Swiss, and me and Ricky are playing, and I'm the playdown game. So I'm 5-0, Ricky is 4-1. And I go, okay, Ricky, I'm going to concede to you, but you need to lose 55 of your points so that my MOV is better going into round 6 and we both make it. That is what they mean by collusion. That is what is not allowed. If I want to lose a game or I want to choose not to play a game for any reason, that's okay. And it is not, it doesn't fall under a bad sportsmanship clause. It doesn't fall into anything like that at all. The precedent is massive. So if you're ever at an event and they want to force you to do something like that, they can't do that. If they try to force you to do that, like, you can't, like, don't argue it, right? Like, you can't throw a hissy fit at the event or whatnot. Do whatever you're doing, but absolutely report that stuff to FFGOP. that is how places lose the ability to hold regionals, because they're doing crap that is not supposed to happen. And the only reason that we have to continue dealing with this stuff is because people don't report that and don't deal with that in that way, right? And that goes as far as like splitting prizes. Like the FFG watches at OP, at System Opens, or I don't remember if it was System Opens or Worlds or whatever, but where they were giving out shield tokens, right? Like,
yeah,
after you
I split prizes in Omaha. Yeah. Me and the guy agreed, like, look, whoever loses gets a green and a red dice, and whoever wins gets the rest. And I'm like, yeah, 100%. Cool. Like, congratulations for making it. Like, also, I thought I was going to lose, but...
but it doesn't matter. Like, you're 100% like, okay.
If I won and I handed them two dice, of course. Like, who cares? Yeah. My dice.
Sure. Right. And you get to, that is very important. If like even if he concedes to you, they're your dice. You do whatever you want with them. Like, yeah. they don't have any control over that. And that's not a, like, it's so bizarre to me. And this kind of harkens back to the whole like fly casual thing just being co-opted into a thing that it isn't anymore. Mm-hmm. This literally goes back to the everyone getting pissy about intentional draws. If you are 17 in the cut of 16 and you did not make it in, and someone in the top cut concedes their game, like afterwards, that is not their fault. They did not hold you out of the top 16. You held yourself out of the top 16 by not winning enough games or scoring enough tiebreaker points.
Yeah,
you were the only one to blame. They did nothing wrong, and you should not be mad at them. You need to look at yourself and get better.
Here's the thing. What I'll tell you is, if that person is interested in the prizes of the top 16, that's true. If they're just doing it despite someone, that's a dick move, but that's like a corner case, right?
But is it, though? Like, I mean, sure, I guess, like, out of spite, but at the same token, they earned that spot. They have no obligation to give someone that didn't earn a spot a second chance. Mm-hmm. Right, like, I'm not saying you should. I mean, me and Dom. That's, I gave up my like 6 seed spot to Dom, who was 9 at what was it, 2013 Gen Con.
Yeah, you were off to play the dust.
Yeah, I knew I had to even play. I knew I had to go defend my national championship in dust, but I wanted to play through the whole second day of Swiss to see where I would place. And like, I played Richard Sue in the last round, and he was just like, oh, well, you can't play, so you're going to scoop to me now. And I was like, oh no, I'm the gatekeeper. Like, you got to beat me to make it in. And like, yeah, I won the game. I made it. I get to go like, hey, this is where I was, but I'm not going to, I personally didn't want to take the stuff, because I remember talking to the TOs at the time. They were like, no, you absolutely can just sit down for the first game. I concede. Take all of your stuff and then go play dust. And I didn't want to do that because I didn't want the person to just get an auto buy into the round, the final four. But if I wanted to, I absolutely could have. And there was no, like, I had every right to do that. Put it that way. So anytime a TO wants to go, no, I am requiring you to play this game and I'm going to watch your game. And if I don't feel that you're playing to the best of your ability, I'm going to disqualify both of you. That is incredibly wrong on every level. And they should never host an FFG event again.
Yeah, I agree. 100%.
So please, if things like this happen to you, they need to be talked about. They need to, that you need to let people know that this went down. Because that's not okay.
Yeah.
Like, that's really bad. So,
and
please.
There are already stores that deserve tournaments not getting them, so...
Touchy subject for Kelvin.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't get this in, and this is the only shade I'll talk, is, like, Tulsa was... Okay, so I'm not going to get too into Tulsa other than offer, you know, like how the crates have a bounty on me to hand me Horton cards?
Sure.
So I've been at these regional tournaments, the Johnny Appleseed of Horton Psalm, right? Whenever I play someone, I'll hand out a Horton Psalm.
You get a Horton. You get
an alt art. You get an alt art. Like, here you go. Like, you get one. You get one. Like, whatever. I've got like 50 of these things, right?
You've already wallpapered one of your walls in Horton cards. You don't need any more, right?
No, I actually thought about doing that, and instead I decided to hand them out as like prizes when I played someone. If you play me, you get a Scum and Villainy sticker, you get a Scum and Villainy button, and you get a alt art Horton song, right? Because I just, sure. I have the prizes, so here you go. And I had 8 left before I left Tulsa, and I'm thinking to myself, all right, well, I'm not going to play. I dropped my last game because two losses is out of the top eight, right? And, you know, I was planning on maybe staying at Tulsa, but I lost quick enough to where I could go home and see my kid. And, like, that second day of Tulsa was messed up. Like, I was feeling a little guilty, even though I don't even think my buddy was. My buddy wanted me to win because Matt's amazing. So, yeah. So, like, if there's that, I was hungover because I definitely went out drinking the night before with Zach and Mike and all that. Oh, yeah, I went with Mike and Matt, Tyler, to Tulsa and Omaha from the RPG. Yeah. Anyways, so there's that. And I was missing my kid, like, the entire second day. Like, Dom, I was not really aware that was a thing until, like, the second, like, day I was gone. I'm like, man...
Really, oh, it starts to creep in as soon as you get
and it's weird. I don't know. It was weird. It was awesome. Like, cause you know, it's good to miss your kid. Right. But still it's weird feeling it. And like,
it was the guilt, Ricky. It was the guilt became all consuming. What am I doing with my life?
It's column A, column B, but more like missing my kid, man. Ugh. Anyways. So I had, 8 Horton Psalms left. So I said, hey guys, look, did you guys want some free prizes? Like, here's 8 old art Horton Psalms. You can hand them out to the top 8, right? Whoever makes the top 8 gets just hand them to them. You can say it's from the Scum and Villainy podcast, and they said they couldn't do it. And I was a little surprised by that, but I don't know. That's just how they did it. So that was kind of sad.
Sure.
Anyways, yeah, I don't know what else. Anything else that we need to shout out? This is just going to be great. I'm sorry, Blair, for the awesome content that I'm giving you right now. is there anything else we want to go over? We got we're at 1:15. Blair, you got anything that we got to go over?
History of World War II. Go. We had a good history chat today.
At some point, I really want history time with Blair Bunky. The Scum and Villainy podcast.
Yeah, let's do it.
Blair, if you're talking, you're on mute.
It's true.
I bet you've been on mute this whole time.
He probably stepped away to get a beer.
Nothing but good points and shit.
Haha. Just kind of wrap up. Understand what your understand your rights as a player. That seems weird. I don't like saying it that way because that's
man, there needs to be honest to god floor rules. Like, I am
sure
done with not having floor rules. Like, turns take a turn to decide your dials can take no more than 3 minutes, you know, like shit like that. Like,
yeah, that's
there needs to be rules for this stuff. And the fact that there's not, it bothers me because it's so easily manipulated.
No, for sure. I mean, I agree. I don't. The problem is you don't know what the right answer is. You don't know where that 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 7 minutes, 7.5 minutes, 1 minute per dial, like that. You know what I mean? That gets really murky really quickly. Mm-hmm. And X-Wing's just not a good game for chess clocks, which sucks because that fixes problems in other games.
I would love some sort of chess clock.
Yeah, but like you get into awkward situations where is it like, do both of us run time until I've got all my dial set and then only you run time and all, you know, it's, I don't know. I don't think it's a good game for that system in its current iteration and incarnation.
Anyways.
Hey, well, sorry, Ricky. I'm here.
There it is.
I just want to give a shout out to the Crates. I'm going to be on their show next episode, so.
Blair, they're kidnapping me too, right? I don't know if you knew that yet.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's gonna be you and me. We're gonna. I don't know what we're gonna do to them, but we've got to do something.
Be wholesome and have good conversation.
Yeah, no. I think that they're gonna talk to you about swarms, and they're gonna talk to me about fortressing.
Fair.
Have a good time.
Yeah. So
just,
it'll be good.
I just drop dad jokes the whole time. I had one when I was playing. It wasn't good. I had one with Reimer. He was asked why I was playing Reimer, and I said I just had an urge. It was no rhyme or reason.
Oh, stop. Please stop.
That's bad, but here we are. I laughed. All right, so I don't think anything else that we need to cover. Right, we're good. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'd go out on that bombshell. That was a good one.
Right,
sorry.
Going out on that timer.
Sorry,
sorry
for the shitty editing you're going to have to do later, Blair. But I love you. Anyways, four. We're going to go in reverse order. Tyler Tippett, better known as Starslinger72. For Dom Cairo, better known as Dom. And for Blair Bunky, better known as Scruffy. I'm your host, Richard White. Better known as Calvin Tiberius. Apparently the dirty bastard. But... I'm good
pretty
now.
Pretty sure you're the only one calling yourself that.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. But hey, I'm good now. That's pretty cool though, right? It's been forever.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it is pretty cool. So anyways, thank you, Galactic Colonet. Good hunting and have fun in your time off from your regionals. Anyways, bye guys.